All right, now time to bring in a good friend of the radio station, and that is William Pond, who is the CEO at Noble Horizons. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning.
It's nice to have you on this day before the big weekend, even though actually the big weekend starts today.
Yeah, you're right. It sounds like, unfortunately, we're going to spend a lot of time indoors this weekend.
Well, it's too bad, too, because with the way Connecticut has been fighting COVID, and we're now down to a 0.75% infection rate, things are opening up for us to do. But you know what? We've made it through the pandemic. We can make it through an off-and-on rainy Memorial Day week.
That's a good point. You're absolutely right.
Hey, congratulations, because I saw in a press release earlier this month, on the 24th, once again, you received your 5 stars rating.
We did. Thanks very much, Marshall. It means a lot to us, especially going through what we've gone through as a on campus and as a community. So I appreciate that. Thank you.
And I think yesterday you had a premiere. We'll be speaking to the students of Salisbury School. You had a premiere of a movie on campus as well, right?
We did, and very well received, and we're just very appreciative of the support that we've received from all aspects of our community. It's been very heartfelt and greatly appreciated, Marshall. Thank you.
All right, what are your plans now? Seeing as it seems like we're coming out of the pandemic, are you relaxing things over at Noble Horizons as well?
Well, we are. We've identified Tuesday, June 1st, is our magical reopening date, if you will. It's been 15 months, going back and forth, trying to find ways to keep this bug out. We're fortunate that we've been successful in doing that, and we are now going to put just as much energy into our efforts of reopening the campus. And there are a number of things that'll be reopened on a systemic basis that'll go throughout the month of June, but little by little, we're finally talking about some normalcy.
Well, that's great to see. I mean, I'm an old timer. We used to back years ago, and there used to be a chicken fry at Noble Horizons, and it was always packed with not only the residents but the community and everything that Noble does. And the great thing about what Noble does is that the community really is an integral part of Noble Horizons, and Noble Horizons reaches out to the community. And it's so nice to see that maybe after this past year that can all get back to the way it was.
Boy, I hope so. Certainly that's our goal. And you're right, the community plays such an important role. It appears that throughout this month, or the month of June and through the summer, we finally have that opportunity to bring the community back on campus. So we're really looking forward to that.
All right. Any other topics that you want to get to before I move on with more of my topics?
It's just a matter of a process of going through the reopening process, and we're going to make announcements as it's appropriate as we weave through this.
Now, I'm going to go back to my first point that I made, where you got your 5-star. You found out the news during National Nurses Day that you got the 5-star, and really, when you look at Noble Horizons as a whole, it's the entire staff along with the residents that really makes the huge difference.
Oh, you're absolutely right, and it was very sweet to have that recognition bestowed upon us on the on that week and that day. Very fitting. Our nurses, our care staff, ultimately has been the driving force. Not just with the COVID, Marshall, but it's issues, but on a day-to-day basis, we've had the 5-star recognition now ongoing for about 2 years, and the nurses are ultimately the reasons why we set our standards as high as we do and accomplish them, because of the care that they provide. It's second to none. It really is.
Well, and I'm a big believer because during my couple of surgeries, I had rehab out of the hospital for special surgery at Noble Horizons, and especially the last rehab that I had there, I was there for 5 days because basically I had to relearn how to walk, get a shower, go to the bathroom, and all those things, and it was extremely successful. And now that I'm facing knee replacement surgery, I expect that I'm going to make a visit there after that surgery is done, as soon as we schedule it, simply because the other times I was there really did help speed my healing along. Yes, when I got home, I had Salisbury visiting nurses also helping, but boy, it was very instructional and very important to get those big key things settled in those 5 days before I went home.
You take a lot of things for granted, as we all do on a day-to-day basis, and then a certain reality hits, and it all comes into a real clear focus, just how fragile things can be. And I will tell you that we'll certainly reserve a beautiful room for you, should that be the case. It'll be met with the same day in and day out, the consistency, the empathic care that they provide, and the crew really measures next to no one. They do such a wonderful job.
Well, you can tell your staff of nurses and care providers, I'm 80 pounds lighter than I was last time, so I'll be easier to handle. I give them so much credit. I was 340 pounds when I was in there the last time, and helping somebody who had to relearn to walk and shower and everything like that is not an easy task at normal. And they did it with a great job. And you know what? I really came out with it. You still kept your dignity. You didn't feel like you were helpless. And I think that's a huge thing to help people get through rehabilitation.
You're absolutely right. It's certainly more than just the physical aspects of getting back on your feet, literally. There's so much more that goes into it. It's very much a holistic approach. I will have to say we had somebody there, I believe, about a month or so ago. And when they left, they sent us a letter, a very nice letter, and they said that they referred to the whole practice as a rehabilitation resort. And it was kind of a neat phrase, but it really goes a long way to describe the holistic approach for what we strive to accomplish. So, but you're right, that's exactly what really needs to happen.
Well, folks, we'll await all the news for the opening of Noble Horizons once again, so the public can interact once again with the residents, and the residents can interact with the community. Bill, keep up the great work, and people want more information, noblehorizons.org on the web.
Absolutely. Marshall, thanks very much.
You're welcome. Thanks, Bill.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Once again, Bill Pond, CEO of Noble Horizons here on Robin Hood Radio.